Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Cue the music.
Oh, yeah.
It's official. The football season has started. The Packers took the field. Well, at least most of them did. And we're talking to one of our favorites, Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. How you feeling after last night's game?
Hey, you know, preseason, postseason, midseason, whatever it is, we got to win at Lambeau Field, and it feels good to be back out there, yeah. You know, you can't say much about the first game of preseason. I mean, you know, how much can you count on it? But great to see the Packers get a big W right away.
Marty, I love when the Packers win, and during preseason, everyone's like, see, yeah, but if they lose, oh, it's okay, it's just preseason.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's a safe deflection. You get four games of warm-up where you really get to get juiced about the wins, but you don't have to get too low. It's a great part of the season, in my opinion.
Marty, I'm going to ask you a personal question here.
Oh.
Do you have a significant other?
A significant other. Right now, no. In the summer, it's always nice to have a little bit of fun. And then the season starts. And right now, I'm basically dating the Packers.
You sound like my husband. That's where I was going with this. I'm not going to see my husband for a while unless I'm sitting on the couch watching the Packers with him.
You know what? And maybe that's for the best. sometimes with that regular season, you just gotta let them focus there.
I don't want to be mean, but Steph might be a bad luck charm. We don't know. We're not sure. I mean,
that's what he says when we go gambling. I am bad luck.
Uh oh.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, you know, maybe sit this season out then. I don't know. We kind of need to make the playoffs.
I know.
Now we know that you have a very special diet and things like that during the regular season. Do you have, is there anything you eat for preseason? Are you preseason warming up, like with kielbasas or anything along those lines?
Well, since we were playing a Texas team this week, I did brisket worst. Yeah.
Brisket worst.
I just jammed a bunch of brisket into a sausage casing and ate it with some barbecue and French toast. Texas toast.
That's awesome.
It's good for breakfast. Good for breakfast.
I thought, though, French toast sounds pretty good. It's almost a Monte Cristo.
That's a game winner right there for sure.
Good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun game. It was nice to have J.J. Watt back in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Did you see how he broke that kid's bike?
Yeah, he did. He broke some kid's bike. Let me tell you. Come on, you come all the way back home just to vandalize property. JJ, step it up.
Marty telling the true story about. I mean, he's a Texan, so we can only like him so much now, right?
Yeah, you know, and it's a shame he didn't get to play last night. So they said that JJ tweaked his groin, and you know, JJ, listen, whatever you do in the privacy of your own home, that's up to you. But we're coming back to play some football here, you know.
He did just get engaged.
Oh boy.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you calling and having a positive outlook. I think the season is going to be much different than last year. New coach, Aaron Rodgers, is looking good. He looked great on the sidelines. I think it's going to be great.
He looked great on the sidelines. He's throwing to some guy, Aquarius St. Brown. You know, I don't get into astrology, but that sounds promising.
That's awesome, Marty.
All right.
We love catching up with you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I had a lot of fun.
You bet. You have a good day, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, you betcha.